West Des Moines is waking up
with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And Star 102.5.
So we're talking about those big drunk purchases that you make. Sometimes they're online. Sometimes they're in the store. Our, you know, a good friend and listener, Rob, he said that after going to Flicks one night, they were walking out, and you know, JCD and Hobby right there at the bottom, strategically located at the bottom of the escalators. He said he stopped, turned, walked in, and bought a life-size Harley Quinn.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure it really ties the room together.
I know, but him and his wife, they like dress up. Their dress up closet
is phenomenal.
Is impressive.
So, you know, it's probably a purchase he does not regret one bit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right. But, Tony, you made a pretty costly drunken purchase.
Yeah.
Did you buy?
Bought a car.
You bought
a car.
Oh. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
What was it like on eBay or
where'd
you find it? Yeah,
yeah. Actually, it was on eBay. And
had you even been in the market for a car?
I was looking for a car. That's why I was looking for a car. I was drunk, but I don't know. I basically jumped on this deal, what I thought was a deal. I was like, oh, yes. And the next morning, woke up, had some dim recollection of what I had done, and went and looked at my emails. And this car that I bought, it's a Camry, but it literally is like lemon yellow.
Oh.
And I have no idea what I was thinking. I was just, I mean, it's like, it's going to stick out. Anyway, it does stick out. I went and picked it up, actually. I had to go drive 3 hours to pick it up.
A striking color like lemon yellow, that will stick out to you when you're intoxicated. I mean, I would be like, ooh.
Oh, that's brutal. So now you're stuck with the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I bought it.
All right.
So, I mean, it's like, there's like, yeah, you can't.
There's no going back. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
I can. Oh. I'm going to be looking around town. Every car that even resembles a yellow, I'm going to go, is that Drunk Tony?
That's Drunk Tony, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, Tony.
Lila, so you also made a purchase while perhaps slightly intoxicated?
Yes, I definitely did. So I spent over $500 at lovehoney.com. I was really drunk with my friends.
Okay, now I'm not familiar. Is that is that a honey? Like, is it a hive?
It's not a hive.
No,
nope. It's surprising that didn't get blocked.
What is it?
It's bedroom accessories.
Oh,
is what I
love honey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh goodness, over $500. You know. I shouldn't sound too judgy. That's not hard to do. That stuff can get expensive.
Yeah.
That's what people tell me. I mean, that's what people say.
Right, sure. Yes.
Those things can get expensive. How big of a box was it when it got to your house?
Well, I didn't actually get all of it. So my friends were there, and they were just, egging me on, which I think is how I ended up spending so much money. And then I woke up in the morning, and I saw my... my bank statement.
Yeah.
Because I just had a feeling I had done something a little crazy. And so I went to look. Oh, my God. And, yeah, I had spent over $500. So I ended up returning most of it, canceling most of the order.
Yes, okay.
Before it came.
Most of the order.
Okay, so most of it didn't even really ship. Okay, well.
But some of it did.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not judging. All right.
Well,
that's
thank
funny.
You, Lila.
Hey, thanks for calling, Lila.
You know, the show should really be called the Ken, Colleen, Kurt, and You Show.
Because we can't do it without you.
Call us 280-102.5.
And thanks for listening to Star 102.5.